I will be back here 2 weeks from tonight when Terrence Hegarty and Mary Pratt feature. Also, we have an open mic at the Emerson Umbrella this coming Monday, the 15th. Come out if you can. And if you're not on our mailing list and you'd like to be, just sign up. Give me your email address right on this list here. Okay, our next performer deserves a big round of applause. He's been taking pictures of all of us all night long. He also happens to play quite well. Please welcome Dan Tappan.
This tune is called Carolyn's Concerto. It's by the Irish harpist O'Carolyn, who some people have noticed I play a lot of stuff by. The thing I find interesting about this particular tune is O'Carolyn's kind of a classic composer of traditional Irish music. I mean, all the traditional bands play him. Any Irish musician probably knows some O'Carolyn tunes. But the thing was, at the time he was working, early 18th century, it was the same time as the Baroque composers were working in Europe, Bach and Handel and such. And he spent his time traveling around between the houses of the gentry in Ireland playing music. And these were not the Irish nobility, because this was after the Battle of the Boyne. These were the English aristocrats who had taken over Ireland, basically. So you can be sure he was exposed to the music that was being developed in Europe. And in fact, this particular tune, the story is that he composed it on a bet with an Italian composer who he met at one of the houses, that he could compose something in the form of a concerto, which was, I understand, a new form of classical music at the time. And so it's, I find it amusing, particularly when people, you know, talk about things not being folk music and such. This is a case where he took a classic music form, made it his own, it's turned into traditional music. It's all folk music. If I can get it out. Thank you.
That was absolutely wonderful. One more hand for Dan Tappan.